Throughout time, God has spoken to his people in dreams and visions, in the peacefulness of sleep and the serenity of contemplation. God speaks love and hope into longing hearts. Through the ancient prophets and devoted visionaries, he reveals the great designs of his creative purpose. It is good and right that in this wonderful season, we gather to remember, to reflect, to renew. Let us quiet our hearts and listen. Let us clear our minds and learn. Let us calm our spirits and live. Tonight, in the still sacred places of our worship, in the fragile yearnings of our broken dreams, may we seek and discover the grace that changes everything. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In the heart of God's people, there was a deep longing for reconciliation. The nation yearned for a redeemer, a great Messiah who would return and reestablish the temple and recreate a kingdom of peace. During those dark days of waiting, the prophets of God afforded words of challenge and encouragement. Daniel saw a new hope for the nation. Isaiah foresaw a new peace founded in justice and truth. Hosea spoke of divine love and unending grace, and Zechariah proclaimed a day of joy and spiritual victory. God heard the prayers of his people, and in the fullness of time, the dream for a new covenant would be a reality. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And promises, we bring our hopes to you. Imperfect prayers are all we have. We long to be renewed. Our fragile faith is reaching into the silent night. We cling to your assurance, your covenant of light.
Hear the longing of our
The ancient prophets also foresaw the coming of a new day of truth and justice. In dreams, visions, and even angelic visitations, these faithful servants gave witness to the promises of God and called the people to repent and prepare. They stirred the hearts of the people and gave them a hope that one day God would send a Redeemer. With bold exclamations, the prophets called the children of God from their dreams and into action. Awake! Awake! Put on your strength, O Zion. Jerusalem, put on your beautiful garments. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Now is the hour for you to wake from your sleep. Salvation is near. Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth were righteous persons. They had no children and were well past childbearing years when Zechariah was visited by the angel Gabriel. Gabriel told Zechariah that he would have a son who would be a forerunner of the Messiah. he was told to consecrate his son and name him John. This declaration was beyond Zechariah's wildest dreams. Amazed and unable to accept this miraculous news, he initially doubted the angel and was rendered mute until the baby was born. After 9 months of silence and reflection, Zechariah was released from his silence, and he immediately began singing praise to the Lord. It was clear that Jesus, the chosen one, was coming soon, and that John was to go before him. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. And you, John, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him. Zechariah's wife, Elizabeth, had a cousin who was a young peasant girl from the small village called Nazareth. The girl's name was Mary, and she had been chosen by God to be the mother of Jesus, who was the Messiah. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel visited Mary and announced to her the miracle that was soon to happen in her life. Amazed and troubled at the angel's proclamation, she listened devotedly as Gabriel spoke. "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." God chose Joseph, a just man, to be Mary's husband. When he discovered she was expecting a child of the Holy Spirit, he pondered how to compassionately address this dilemma. Even as he considered this most unusual situation, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took Mary as his wife, and in the fullness of time she bore a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Thank you.
was a night of miracles and wonders when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Mary and Joseph had been compelled to travel in order to register for the census ordered by the Roman authorities. When the time came for Mary to deliver her baby, Joseph was unable to find accommodations for her. The city was overrun with pilgrims, and the only place available was a rugged stable behind a traveler's lodge. In this humble shelter intended for animals, the Son of God was born into this world. Mary wrapped her newborn son in swaddling clothes to keep him warm through the night. Under his earthly parents' loving gaze, the infant Jesus rested and dreamed upon a bed of golden straw. It would not be long before the news of Jesus' birth would be made known. Once again, angels were entrusted to deliver the important declaration. Hear the words of Scripture. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Are the heavens
Far from the village of Bethlehem, there were magi who had been observing an unusually brilliant light that had appeared in the night skies. These stargazers were diligently seeking answers for this celestial phenomenon, and as they researched the ancient writings, they became convinced that the star was a sign from heaven. Trusting in their discovery, they formed a caravan and began to follow the star as it arched across the night skies. The scriptures tell us the thoughts and intentions of these dreamers of light. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him."
Advising with graceful golden.
In these sacred moments, we have joined our songs and spirits together to recall the birth of Jesus, the Messiah. We have heard the good news, and we are forever changed. We are now free to hope, believe, and become all that we were meant to be. Let us begin the true work of Christmas and dare to dream of a better world, a greater joy, a deeper faith. Let us celebrate the graceful promises that are ours in Christ Jesus. Let us hold on to the divine hope and that pursues us through every challenge of the heart and each illness of the mind and body. Let us rest secure in the grace that brings peace that is beyond all understanding. For no eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered into the dreams of anyone, the wondrous things that God has prepared for those who love him.
Oh,
And now, dreamers, rise and shine, for your light has come. Hope now dazzles where once there was only darkness. Love now sings where once there was only silence. Joy now celebrates where once there was only sorrow. Go now in peace and take the dream of Christmas to all the world.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.